Lance, the beautiful redhead, is here.
Morning, Matthias. Good morning.
The Workers' Beat is about everything from the point of view of working families of all kinds. Now, on Monday through Saturday, from 9 to 5, Teamsters 997 local, pickets at Molson Coors, and they're also boycotting Coors and Miller Beer.
Yeah.
And the pickets are at 7412 South Freeway in Fort Worth.
Cool.
April 18th at 7:30, the Central Labor Council meeting for all affiliated AFL-CIO members at 1408 North Washington. April the 20th, 9 to 2, annual stakeholders meeting for the Dallas Peace and Justice Center at White Rock United Methodist Church, 1450 Old Gate Lane in Dallas. April the 20th from 9:30 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon, teach-in for environmental justice at Friendship West Baptist Church, 2020 West Wheatland Road. April the 21st from 2 to 4 p.m., environmental justice rally at Fish Trap Lake Park, 2400 Singleton Boulevard. April 22nd, nonviolent civil disobedience training for environmental justice. April 23rd, last day for county officers to receive ballot by mail applications. That's just for this election. You can ask for a ballot by mail anytime during the year, and it works for the whole year.
Yes.
April the 23rd will be the last day to receive federal postcard applications. April the 26th through 27th, the Texas AFL-CIO Women's Summit at TCEA Conference Center, 3100 Alvin Devane Boulevard in Austin. You have to register for that. It costs. And April the 28th, International Workers' Day celebration at Lake Cliff Park, 1000 North Zang. May the 4th, another International Workers' Day celebration will be run by the AFL-CIO. And that's where we're going to do the play.
Yeah.
The Trial of Jane Elkins.
I'm very excited. That's going to be so cool.
Give the phone number.
972-647-1893. That's the number here in the studio. It's a beautiful day outside.
Okay.
Gene's going to post a picture of us with our new shirts. Gene got me a new shirt. I love it. I'm so excited.
It has an old slogan on it, doesn't it?
It says, Eat the Rich.
You remember last week Bonnie said on the air that she would like to have a t-shirt that said, Eat the Rich.
Yeah.
It turns out you can get one online. So
I love it.
So when I was getting mine, I got you one.
So we got t-shirt.
We're the Eat the Rich twins.
That's right. That's right. I'm the happiest girl. It's awesome.
And we got them in bright red so we can wear them on Thursdays.
Absolutely.
Absolute 972-647-1893. I think the phone's ringing now, isn't it?
Is it ringing?
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Mr. Gene, Miss Bonnie.
Good morning.
How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. This is Elizabeth, your favorite gal.
Yes.
I like to discuss with you about the inflammation that sun skyrocketed again. 3.2% COLA. Is it because of the political of Biden and all his doing and what is and what not? And he wants people, I don't know, I guess, to vote for next time?
We're not allowed to endorse candidates
on
there.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I don't know what he's trying to do. I wish I did. I wish I could figure out a lot of stuff that these politicians are doing and saying. And
what do you think? Let's see what she thinks.
What do you think about it?
Me? I have no comment, but I'm just tired of getting, I'm paying a lot of my bills and groceries bill. Each time I go to the supermarket, it just rises.
Mm-hmm.
$200 each time. And it's just everyday essentials, you know, it just costs way too much.
Well, and it's corporate greed.
I saw some posts about how much money the food producers and food sellers are making.
This ought to make you mad because it ain't inflation, it's greed.
Yeah, and I also saw that corporate profits for last month, they made $2.8 trillion. That's trillion with a T, and that's the exact same cause for inflation.
Yep.
100%. The corporations are enriching themselves.
Yep.
And,
on our backs.
We're having, they're just by charging us more. And as gas, too.
Absolutely. Gas has gone up, and for no reason. Just because.
For no reason at all.
Because they can.
Yeah. Why don't they raise the price of those Corvettes and Lamborghinis?
Yeah.
Those expensive cars. Instead of raising the price on things that everybody has to have.
Well, and just this is for the inflation rate in Dallas is 4.9%. DFW, excuse me. So you can thank the corporate greed hitting us double hard. Because we have an idiot. Crazy. We have an idiot in Austin who continues to send money to, I don't know what. I'd kill immigrants, keep them from coming across the border. I don't know.
Get them hung up in the barbed wire.
Get them, drown them, shoot them, whatever. It's just disgusting.
Okay. I hear you. And then they're talking about this bird flu with the eggs, and it's going to surely go up, and the milk, too, with the cows.
Yeah, but yet they're raking in the profits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their prices are high anyway, so they use any excuse to go ahead and raise them some more.
And rent, too.
And rent. Another thing, yeah, absolutely.
Rent went up 5.7% compared with a year ago.
Jesus.
So that's more than the other inflation.
Yep.
Yeah. I guess we're
going to
starve, huh?
Well, I don't know. We're going to fight back, girl. That's what we're going to do.
That's called Elon Musk. He don't rent.
Yeah, Elon doesn't rent.
I hear you. Okay, well, thank you for taking in my call. You have a happy weekend, you two.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thank
you. Good morning.
You.
Thanks for calling, Kate.
I'll thanks do my best.
Thanks for calling, KNON. Thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Gene and Bonnie, how are you doing this morning?
Well, we're making it.
Yep.
But this is Imani.
Hi.
And I've been calling in for ever since we was in the White House over there in South Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
The old Vietnam veteran, two honorable discharges, Army and Navy, that love this country very much.
Yes, sir.
And I just called in to let everybody know. I hope you're reading that book, Gene, because what you're talking about is Monopoly. You ever play Monopoly without money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we've
they're
been
raising
talking
prices.
About.
Bonnie said it a while ago. They're raising prices because they can get away with it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's why I call
it's the system that we live in. You know, there's always an argument. They always say, well, there's a few bad apples. The system is okay, but there's a few bad apples. No, it's not true. This the whole apple barrel stinks.
Yeah.
And it's the system. It is the system.
It is, and remember Obama bailed out all those guys. Mm-hmm. He was in office. He bailed out everybody.
Yeah.
Trump came along. It was for 4 more years. He gave, that's 12 years, he gave him a tax break.
Mm-hmm.
And now we call that monopoly.
Yeah. I just saw this week, too, that Trump wants to extend his tax cuts so that the rich will continue to benefit from lower taxes over the next several years.
And which will
it's going to expire otherwise.
Increase the national debt even more.
Mm-hmm.
The first time he gave that gigantic tax break, 89% of the breaks went to gazillionaires.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't help anybody who wasn't a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I was to vote for you, Gene and Bonnie, first of all, you couldn't get in the race because you don't have 50, what Trump raised, 50 million, and Obama them raised 23 million. You can't even, if you had the answer for the country, you couldn't get in the race.
That's true.
That's why we just have to keep voting. And voting like we have never voted before. That is the only answer out of this mess. Period.
Keep Ms. McCann on radio station.
Okay.
I think it helps. I think it helps. We're on the right side.
Thanks for calling, man. Have a good weekend.
And you can call us, too, at 972-647-1893. The station just loves it when you call.
Yep.
Now, if you think... that it's a good idea to take Trump's advice on the economy. Here's what happened in the past week. Trump Media and Technology Group Corporation has wiped out some $2.8 billion in value as some of the retail traders who frantically bid up the stock last month began to sell. And that was Bloomberg News, and then they published it in the Dallas Morning News.
But
people who invested in Trump media lost 60% of their money already, and we don't know what's going to happen.
And it's not finished falling, I'm sure.
You know, they did it because they wanted to help him out.
Well,
I'm pretty sure. It was not a good investment.
No, I'm sure he sucked some money out of it to help pay his legal bills.
Well, he's got all kinds of legal problems.
Yeah, he's got a big one starting on Monday.
What's that? That's the one about paying off the porn star, isn't it?
Yeah, to keep her quiet before the election. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's election interference, and paying off a porn star.
I got something else on the economy. I got this from North Texas Food Bank. Nearly 640,000 people face hunger in North Texas. That's 1 in 8.
Jesus.
More than 215,000 children live in food insecure households. That's just a nice way of saying they don't have enough to eat.
Yeah.
In North Texas. That's 1 in 6 households in North Texas. And I got that from the food bank. And I believe it.
Yeah.
They're doing their best. But what we need is changes in the system that we live under.
That's right.
Where poor people suffer and rich people just keep piling it up.
Yep.
Just piling it up all over the place. Prices went up during the past week, and they went up, as Bonnie said, even more in the Dallas area, and rent was one of the main reasons. Groceries is another one, and gas was another one. And those corporations are making out like bandits. They're doing great.
And folks, do not look at the president for the reasons behind it. That's insane. This is nothing more than corporate greed. He cannot tell these corporations what to do. He has strongly advised them.
Mm-hmm.
He has sent letters to them. But obviously, they don't care.
972-647-1893. The president can do some things. He has done a lot for retirees,
yeah.
And I'm a retiree, so I want to put in a good word for him on this one thing. He is doing all he can to bring down the price of drugs.
Thank God.
What happened, I think it was in 2005, and I was on the air then for some reason, because Eddie Bernice Johnson called and that morning. She'd been up all night trying to stop this bill. It was Part D of Medicare.
Yes.
And Part D of Medicare said that people in the United States, through Medicare, had to pay whatever the drug companies wanted them to pay.
That's right.
That there was no negotiating.
Oh, I remember that.
You could not negotiate at all.
I do.
And it was wonderful when Eddie Bernice Johnson fought it all night long,
yeah.
And then came on KNON
came up here, yeah.
To explain it. But by then, they had already passed it.
Yeah.
And so we suffered under that until Biden came along. Now he's fighting it, and he's only got a few drugs so far that they can negotiate. But he's working on it, and people from the retiree area certainly appreciate seeing some drug prices going down. Some of it's pretty dramatic.
Yeah,
insulin has come down a whole lot.
Now, if we
people that use insulin have to have it.
Yeah, that's not like one of those optional things.
Mm-hmm.
And you really shouldn't ration it, although I do know people who have had to. But now we've got it down to $35 a month, no more than that. So, I mean, it's a start.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start somewhere.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, this is Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been in business for yourself?
Yep.
Yep.
Been the manager for a company?
Yep.
When your company was faced with exceedingly increasing pricing, did you ever have to go up on your prices?
I didn't get that far.
Eliminate labor?
I'm not. No, you don't eliminate labor. That's just stupid.
Yeah, my whole business was just my labor. I had a janitor service. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, being a one man show,
mm-hmm.
At some point you have to raise your prices. I've mm-hmm. been there.
Yeah.
And when the government comes down on you with additional taxes,
mm-hmm.
and things like that, you have to compensate for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
So it's the government's fault? Is that where we're at? It's the government's fault?
Well, I'm saying that, you know, increasing taxes is not a good thing for the economy in general. We all fish out of the same boat.
Yeah, you like the trickle-down theory, right? You give tax breaks to the rich.
I would call it trickle-down. In some economic areas, yes, it is trickle-down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And others, yeah, the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's pretty much where we're at.
Well, that's our theory. Our theory is that if you give more money to rich people, somehow that makes poor people happy.
Yeah, that's our theory.
Well, you know, that's I've never been rich, so mm-hmm. I really can't speak to that.
Yeah,
I've been a working class guy. I've been working guy, and owned a couple of my own companies and things like that.
Which are you now? Which are you now? Working man or an owner?
I own my own business.
I see.
Uh-huh. I'm retired.
Okay.
I'm retired.
Okay.
Good for you. I hope you have a really good retirement.
Yeah. Me too.
Well,
is this getting hard?
Know, I'm not. Mm-hmm. Currently, I'm not having a good retirement because I'm starting to have to do some things now to make up the difference in between what it's costing me to live.
Mm-hmm.
Cost of living, unless you live in a paper bag someplace, you know it's going up.
We just talked about it. In DFW, it is higher than it is in the rest of the state. We just talked about it. Mm-hmm. It's corporations gouging us to make more money because corporate profits are at an all-time high.
Yeah, I don't think he's an owner of a big corporation.
No, I don't think he is.
No.
I have worked with some major corporations.
At a time like this when you're retiring, you really fall back on Social Security, don't you? I mean, that's my main income.
It does. I mean, that is a large chunk of our income.
Yeah. It's not very much, but it's still the majority of old people, it's the main source of their income.
That's right.
Well, yeah, and look, I have friends of mine that are really suffering with this, and you know, more government's really not the answer to this thing.
Uh-huh.
It's really not. Mm-hmm. You know, if we could keep the government out of our lives, I think we'd all be better off.
Well, then we wouldn't have Social Security.
Yeah, or Medicare.
And we need that.
Or, you know, it's a balance.
We need it because we've been conditioned.
Oh, give me a break.
No, you actually do need it. I mean,
you just said it. We've been conditioned with this because we depend on this Social Security.
It's our money.
Well, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. It's not just a matter of your attitude. You actually need it.
Yeah.
I need it, and you need it too.
Well, I need it.
Okay.
You need it. But here's the deal. My grandchildren aren't going to get it.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that because I'm fighting every day to keep Social Security for your grandchildren.
Yep, me too.
And I want you to join us too.
I'd like to keep it too.
Then you should join the Texas Alliance for Retired Americans and fight with us to make sure that we're not the last generation to retire.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that'd be a good thing.
They have already given their IOU boxes so full. Absolutely so full. Now they can't
spend
any more IOUs.
Where are you getting that IOU business?
Where are you getting that?
The Treasury.
I'm talking about every time that they do some kind of program in Washington, it has a negative effect on our
No, it doesn't. And I'm really sorry, but we have got to go because we have got to go to break.
Well, I'm going to have to clear this
up.
Thank you for calling, brother. We'll talk about it later. We're taking a break right now.
Okay. Gene, I need you to clear up what the last caller said.
Well, just this. The Social Security Trust Fund is not in the budget. It doesn't have anything to do with the budget. Mm-hmm. It's money that people put in while they're working, get out when they're not working.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in Treasury bills. They always say it's in IOUs. It's not. It's in treasury bills, which is the most secure form of investment in the world. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Hey, Gene.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bonnie. How you doing?
Good.
The weather's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Did you get to see the solar eclipse?
I did.
Kind of cool. Hey, I want to mention something real quick. On the show, they have this guy named Jim Hightower that comes on.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was mentioning Oxy Petroleum this morning about how they're contributing to the greenhouse problem.
I listened to him.
They're pretty much responsible for it.
Yeah.
Gene, I was this week, I don't know if you caught it or not, the Biden administration signed and approved a program, a licensing for a Texas oil rig to be constructed, and it's going to produce, and
the environmentalists are good and mad about it too.
Are very good and mad about it. You know.
Good point.
But I just wanted to bring that up. I said, well, you know, do we really need all this oil?
No.
This is an export platform. They're building it off of Freeport, Texas, where I used to live, and it's the biggest export platform ever built out in the sea. And let me ask you something, because this is important in world affairs. Why do they need it? Do you know?
Bonnie said no. And it's because I know that you keep up with the automotive. I would say money. I mean, they want to keep drilling because they're making money on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's the right answer, usually. Okay, let me tell you why I think that they are building the world's largest export platform to export oil from the United States to somewhere else. It's because of the war in Ukraine.
Yep.
The whole business of the war in Ukraine was to take away the European market from the Russians. The Russians have a lot of oil, and they've been selling it to oil and gas. They've been selling it to Europe for a long time. And now that they've got the war in Ukraine going and keeping it going, they're having to buy their oil and gas from the United States. And so the United States, along the Gulf Coast, which is some of it's right here in Texas, down there in Freeport, they are building up their ability to export oil and gas and liquid propane gas, LPG.
Because
they have taken over the European market. And as long as they can keep the Ukrainians and Russians killing each other, then they will be able to continue taking over those markets that used to be Russian markets. Do you agree with that? Do you think that's crazy?
So you're originally from Freeport, Gene?
No, not originally, but I did live there for a little while before I moved to Houston.
Well, I got to give you kudos to you picking that up this week. I heard Jim Hightower bring that up about Oxy and Petroleum, and I said, well, hold on. They just signed this deal, and I'm just so happy that I'm actually calling in as somebody's familiar with what I'm talking about. That is so awesome.
We read a lot.
You were very smart to pick up on that. You were very smart to pick up on that, because it was just a little tiny space in this newspaper, wasn't it? They're trying to slip it by on us.
It's one of those like afterthoughts on the briefly.
This is one of the arguments against continuing to make bombs and sell them to other countries so that other people can kill each other.
Yeah.
Well, Bonnie, you have a good day. I just wanted to touch with Gene and both of you on this, and I'm glad.
Thanks so much. I want to say something else. I want to say something else about this bombing business, if I can slip this in. It's going to take a minute, because this is a little bit longer than my usual rants. I got this from the General Federation of Trade Unions of Palestine. And they wrote a letter to the trade unions of the world, and so I happened to pick it up. So here's what they said from Palestine trade unions. They said, quote, "In the midst of pain and blood in the displacement camps, amidst the rubble and the ruins of our homes, workshops, factory stores, and institutions destroyed by the Israeli occupation using U.S.-made weapons, in the name of the Palestinian General Federation of Trade Unions, we call on you for solidarity. Instead of celebrating with you on May 1st, International Workers' Day, we are busy shrouding dozens of people who are being killed around the clock in the middle of a genocidal war against our people in every sense of that word. This has led to the destruction of everything in the Gaza Strip: hospitals, health centers, schools, universities, streets, water purification, sewage and other infrastructure, factories, shops, cultural centers, mosques, churches, and even unborn children, none of which were spared by the occupation's bombs, missiles, and shells, including internationally banned weapons like white phosphorus. We are living through wholesale slaughter and forced dislocation, ethnic cleansing committed against us. And then I cut it off. It was actually longer than that. And that's from the Palestinian General Federation of Trade Unions, a message to the rest of the union people in the world. I cried when I read it. I hope you're crying, because this is going on right this minute. People are dying. People that didn't do nothing to anybody.
Just lived. They just lived. That's all.
What's the number, Marty?
972-647-1893. I don't care what your opinion is of Israel or Gaza, either one. What's happening is wrong.
And we don't have no business supplying the weapons for
it. No, we don't. And I'm very... They just have to stop. They have to stop giving them the weapons.
If you look around the world where people are killing each other and burning up each other's hospitals and creating all this starvation and pain and suffering, they're using our weapons.
Yep.
They're using weapons paid for
with our tax dollars.
Yeah.
So this has to stop. And you know, not voting is not an answer. That is nothing but perpetuation of the norm. The more people that participate in the democracy, the better off we all are. And we have to participate and make sure that our voices are heard. And that means get out and vote in this municipal election. The bond package here in Dallas is on the ballot. Early voting starts the 22nd. That is next Monday. 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 7 to 7 on Saturday, 12 to 6 on Sunday, and the last 3 days will be 7 to 7. All right. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Hello. Hello.
Get a little closer to your phone, please. We don't hear you very good.
No, we can't hear you. Okay.
Get up real close.
Can you hear me now?
A little better.
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, I'm new to your station, but good morning to you. I was listening to Reverend Barnett's station. I didn't get in. Okay, so here's what I want to say even after listening to... I do listen to your station after that station goes on, so I'm not new to listening. I'm new to calling in. But, okay, so answer me this. Okay, is it a matter of us voting locally, statewide, nationally? Because even with the black vote, as much as we vote, it doesn't seem like anything ever changes. So is it a matter of voting? Because it seems like the method still stays in place. So who's actually running this country? Who is the leader of this country? Mm-hmm. It seems like no matter how much you work, how many degrees you have, it just seems like there's some kind of nefarious spirit entity in place that's holding us all back. So, not just black people, but white people, poor people.
Yeah, just for clarity, are you saying people should not vote?
No, I plan to vote.
Oh, good.
I plan on voting this election.
You just wish it would work faster, right? I do too.
Well,
the methods never change. No matter what I'm saying is that the methods, even locally, it doesn't matter how much we vote, the methods do not change. So,
but we don't vote in the numbers locally. Mm-hmm. We allow 11% of the population of this county to make the decisions for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
because we don't vote. 892,000 people stayed home, registered voters stayed home in November of 2022. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we still have Abbott, Paxton, and that other thing, Patrick. That's why we're in the mess we're in.
So you're with Bonnie. You think we do need to vote. You just wish that it would have more effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then also, we don't know who the real voters are. When I just recently went to vote for something, and I saw all these candidates on the ballot, and I'm like, who are these people? Like, you mm-hmm. don't see them on the news. You don't see them in the community. So right. We don't know who we're voting for and what mm-hmm. they stand for. So we need transparency.
We have transparency. You just have to know where to look for the information.
Well, also, there's... That's also,
are you the radio station, though, for us, Bonnie?
We're
not allowed to endorse candidates.
Or tell you how to vote.
Mm-hmm. But I can tell you the League of Women Voters has got excellent information about candidates and propositions.
That's LWV.com.
Yes, LWV.org.
I've been looking to that because people pay attention to those propositions. I want them now to get every liquor store out of the black community. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying do away with liquor, but put it in a centralized place. Get liquor stores out of the black community. Get drugs out of the black community. That is hurting our people.
Because liquor is a drug. Yeah.
But not voting is hurting us even worse.
Okay.
Because by not voting, we're allowing that stuff to continue to happen.
She does want people to vote.
Okay, excellent.
You can call us, too, at 972-647-1893. Is it still ringing?
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Yes, this is Sandra. And to the last caller who seemed a little disgusted with the black voter turnout, I'd like to remind them that blacks only represent 12-13% of this country.
Yeah, but they have more votes than that.
Yes.
Because black people are better voters than anybody
else.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're what now? Yeah, they're loyal voters. They're loyal voters to the Democratic Party. But still, we are in the minority. And mm-hmm. I think that should make a difference. We're 12-13%. And that when you vote in a multi-election, you are also voting for the local representatives. So your vote does count and things do change at the local level.
Yeah.
So what they say, if politics is local, all right.
I know that things got better for retirees under Biden, and things got better for unions.
Absolutely.
Now, you could argue about foreign affairs. I don't think Biden has been very good on foreign affairs.
Well,
but anyway, is it still ringing?
Yep.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Okay. Good. Thank you.
You want to weigh in on some of this?
Yeah. I want to add to the conversation about voting.
Uh-huh.
B Magazine had an article talking about autonomous vehicles on my truck, the truck driver. And I am segueing to AI. The beauty about voting is this. We can stop or at least push back on some of the initiatives getting ready to come down, because at the end of the day, we need to work. We the working people fund this economy.
Mm-hmm.
And as these AI developers taking jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
artificial intelligence now when you say AI, right?
Yeah, artificial intelligence.
Okay.
Automated truck, the truck drivers, nobody in them.
Yeah, so, they're trying to replace all the truck drivers in the world.
I don't want to be on the road with an empty truck.
So with that, is this. Now, if you think about AI, right, I grew up with George Jetson.
Right.
Elroy's being taught in front of a television. So AI is going to take teacher jobs. It's going to take architect jobs. It's taking jobs that high-paying jobs. Even pilots are going to be taken by us, the judges. And no one's arena alone, and these people who have high income don't understand. Commercials do not care about them just as well as they don't care about the poor and the working poor or unions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to vote, because at the end of the day, the people in power, you know, they're going to have to... I know there's a conversation about, you know, some income for, you know, for regular people and all that, but at the end of the day, we need to have a voice in the technology that's going to displace millions of people. And like Tony said, with low turnout rate, you can't get mad at a corporation that lays off millions of people just because, you know, you're mad at the one issue.
Yeah, right. You got to wrap it up because it's time for us to take a break.
Okay. I'll deal with that.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And our calls
we'll take a short break. Stay on the phone if you're on the phone.
We just had to take a quick break. Okay, I'm beat to myself. We got callers. Oh, my God. All right.
That was Bonnie and Gene murdering a perfectly good song.
That's right.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Okay.
Oh, heck.
Next.
We scared that one away. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yes. Okay, this is the
first thing
caller. I'm not disgusted with the black vote. I'm saying the methods don't change, no matter how we vote. I know we're
12%
of the population. I'm just saying the methods don't change.
I see.
The methods don't change.
Well, what do you think the message should be? What do you think the message should be?
Free enterprise. I mean...
We had this guy, a guy called a while ago and said we need to get rid of the government. Are you with him?
We want protection, you know, from our government, but we need the government on some level. But I find that amusing what you're saying. Yeah, but we don't need them to be in our business all the way. You know, I like some of the Democrats. I like some of the Republicans. Mm-hmm. I'm really torn in this election.
Okay. We're gonna move on. We're not supposed to even have people call twice. If you call once, you're not supposed to get another shot.
But that's okay.
That's the station policy.
Yeah.
972-647-1893. If you haven't called already, and we'll give you a shot. There's so much happening on the level of justice. For example, UT Austin announced a round of firings in their latest step to comply with the Texas DEI ban. What's DEI, Bonnie?
Diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is now illegal in the state of Texas.
At the university. So they had to fire people. And UTD did the same, University of Texas at Dallas. 60 of them in Austin, 20 of them at UTD, and I guess every other college in the state is now waiting for General Paxton to sue them to make them fire the people who tried to bring some kind of justice into our academic system so that black people or people of color would have a fair chance at getting a higher education.
You know, it's about the whole pie. Here we go. Here we go. It's not pie.
Good good on the students, though, because the students at UT, University of Texas, are protesting the DEI cuts. Thank goodness for them. 972-647-1893. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Yeah. What age do you have to be before you can retire?
Well, it used to be.
It used to be
62. And then you could get Social Security, kind of a limited Social Security at 62. And then they fixed it so that you could get the full Social Security at 65. And now it's already up to
66 and 6 months. Mm-hmm. I can start 66 and 6 months.
Well, if you wait till you're 70, you get even more. A good one, yeah.
My God, man. I mean, they're just playing Monopoly. They're playing chess with your age, your money.
They want to raise...
I'm 65 today.
I just turned 65 today, and I read the IRS or the Social Security letter. They're talking about,
You got to wait till you're 65 and 10 months before you can get your full benefit. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be 65. My God.
And they're trying to raise it. They're trying to raise it.
But let me just tell you one of the awesome things about turning 65, baby, you get Medicare.
Yeah.
That's the best insurance. Yeah. At Medicare and a supplement to pick up the 20% that Medicare doesn't have. I'm telling you, it's the best thing since sliced bread.
It's true.
I'm not kidding. It's true. It's a damn shame we got to wait till we're 65 to get decent health care.
They're going to try to get rid of that, too. There are plans in the U.S. Congress right now to cut Medicare and Social Security.
Nobody fear God. Nobody fear God anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, rich people don't need it.
Rich people don't, yeah. You
and
know.
They're the ones running things.
That's because you
now
know.
Now you're going straight to the Bible. All right, I thank y'all very much. You're doing a beautiful job. Y'all stay blessed and stay healthy, okay?
Thank you so much. Same to you. Thank you.
I was reading stuff from... On the justice front, General Paxton is suing to stop Harris County from giving $500 a month to certain low-income families. This is a pilot program that they're doing in other cities around the country just to see if they can keep people out of poverty.
You know, just crazy thing like that, trying to help people.
Crystal Mason did not vote illegally, so why did it take so long to get her out of prison?
Because Paxton is a jerk.
That was in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
Am I right? Is it because he was such a jerk? Because he didn't even want her to have a hearing.
Mm-hmm. Dexter Reed was driving in Chicago, but he was driving while black. And police pulled him over, they said, for not wearing his seatbelt. But they also said he had tinted windows, so they couldn't see in there. So they shot at him 96 times, and he is dead.
Yeah.
Ohio policeman shot a 15-year-old boy who yelled, "It's fake," about his toy pistol. He had a toy pistol. He was waving it around and yelling, "It's fake, it's fake."
And so they shot him. Yeah.
He didn't die.
Well.
Karen Jimerson will try another legal tactic to get justice for having been assaulted by Waxahachie police when they broke into the wrong house. They did not check the address. And the point was made that pizza delivery people always check the address, but police don't have to.
Oh, I see.
So they broke into the wrong house, assaulted Karen Jimerson, and then the judge said, "Oh, that's okay. They have qualified immunity, so that's protected the police."
It's not okay.
It was pretty hard on Karen Jimerson.
I'm sure. So they probably beat her and God knows what.
Yeah, well, they scared her half to death.
Well, yeah.
For the second time in a year, a federal program for minority business is being retooled to serve white people. White people are suffering, according to some politicians. And
none of
the statistics will show that.
According to some white politicians, white people, white businesses are suffering and they need help.
Yeah.
And I'm just so confused.
These federal agencies that were set up to try to bring some justice for people of color are being converted into instruments to help white people.
Yeah, because
the family of Kenneth Knotts now has a video showing that UT Southwestern Medical Center police pushed and held him down while he was handcuffed. They pushed him down in a hospital bed.
And they murdered him.
He died.
They murdered him.
Yeah.
That's point blank.
In the morning news. I think the morning news is getting better about reporting, which is stuff that is actually true. Last week, Trump compared himself to Nelson Mandela.
Oh, Jesus.
He says he's like Nelson Mandela. Bring him on.
Good morning. Thanks for calling, KNON. Good morning.
Hello. Hi, this is Vernell. Let me just say, the program that you were talking about, Gene, those in Houston, those were not state funds. Those are federal dollars.
Yeah, but General Paxton says it's illegal.
No, it is not. He's absolutely horrible.
Yes.
And also, Biden put out $2.5 billion to expand the SNAP program and for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
For the children.
Yes.
Of course, everybody in the southern states rejected the money.
Yeah, you know, all
you
the
probably
ones
need
that,
to tell us what SNAP is. It's nutrition.
Yeah.
It's a food program. Yeah. It used to be called food stamps.
For poor kids. Mm-hmm. For poor people. Kids. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they rejected those money.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Paxton does not like poor people.
No, obvious.
He likes rich people.
Yeah, he does. He really loves himself.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that the truth?
More than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely horrible. And you all are doing a great job today. I just had to throw that in. We have got to do something.
Yes, ma'am.
But they're spending money on the border to put up the... they do have the... fort that they're building down there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess he's going to name it after himself.
No, he'll name it after Nelson Mandela. I think he says he's like Nelson Mandela.
He's like Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela did hard time for 17 years. He spent 27 years in prison.
She's talking about Abbott, right?
Yeah, Abbott. He's going to name it after himself. Trump's already got Nelson Mandela, and that's a hilarious joke.
I swear.
I have a quote from Nelson Mandela. This is what Mandela actually said, and it's pertinent to this discussion. He said, quote, "It is not our diversity which divides us. It is not our ethnicity or religion or culture that divides us. Since we have achieved our freedom, there can only be one division amongst us between those who cherish democracy and those who do not."
Ooh, that's pretty profound right here and now, isn't it?
He said a lot of good stuff. And Mr. Trump says a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You can hurry and call us at 972-647-1893. You might still get your message in. Station loves it when you call.
He'll be in court Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So
Texas...
That's good.
The Texas Alliance for Retired Americans is attempting to go far beyond the major metropolitan centers where we already have chapters. We want to build retiree meetings anywhere we can find an organizer. Meanwhile, we'll continue statewide online meetings every Friday at 5:30 p.m. You register once and you can go to every meeting until every Friday until July.
Cool.
And meantime, if you know somebody that's willing to set up a retiree meeting and can find a place, you know, we want to help. I want to help. I'm at genelance.org, and you can always find me that way. If you can spell Lance, it has a T and a Z in it.
L-A-N-T-Z.
Yeah, Tango Zulu.
Yep, that's it.
Texas AFL-CIO is trying to hire a full-time organizer for the
Rio Grande Valley. Yes, so if you're bilingual and you're looking for a job and you don't mind going to, or if you live in the Rio Grande Valley or you know somebody that lives down there, oh my gosh, this would be an absolutely phenomenal job. You've got a team behind you that is like no other.
Uh-huh. So the steel workers are out at a down near Houston in Pasadena. They're on strike. They're trying to get donations of cash or food supplies for the strike pantry. Here's the number, 713-534-8185. 534-8185. I'll bet Tavita Uhutafe is already down there.
I'll bet he is.
He's our brother Solidarity from Fort Worth.
He's awesome.
He goes to every strike.
If he's able.
He's always on the picket line. He's been picketing with the Teamsters in Fort Worth right now.
Yeah,
good morning.
Great.
Thanks for calling KNON.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
You're on the air.
I have a question. Thank you.
Okay.
It's important to contribute to your society and all in the way you see fit. I'm a Black American, and I just recently started volunteering.
Oh,
good.
And good for you.
Yeah. I had a friend to say, well, that's not really moving forward or something. How important do you think volunteering is?
Oh, my gosh. It is so important. Nothing works without volunteers. Mm-hmm. And we have ways to volunteer to do all kinds of things. You can block walk. You can do text banks. You can do phone banks. You can write postcards. You can answer the phone at a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you can do to help a nonprofit helps them to stay in business.
Yeah, and also, Bonnie, you like people to volunteer for election.
Absolutely.
Work. And election work pays
that's
a little better.
Important
and election workers in Dallas, Texas, in Dallas County are paid. So if you're interested in working elections, give me a call at the party headquarters. It's 214-821-8331. And we're there Monday through Friday. We have all kinds of options.
Is that a certain area you would recommend, though, for a flat?
Let me recommend on this, because I know what Bonnie's going to say. She's going to say anything about voting.
No, I'm not. I'm going to say whatever you're interested in.
I'm going to say work with labor. Work with the working class. It's not just a matter of voting. It's a matter of getting organized. So the more that we organize working people against the bosses, then the better off people are going to be, not only during the elections when we need to vote, which is Bonnie is right, but even after the elections, we need to be organized. And so I always push for people to get involved in a way that organizes more working people. That's just my two cents.
Maybe Walmart.
There's an organization called Young Active Labor Leaders. You don't have to be in a union to join them. There's
Tara,
Texas Alliance for Retired Americans. You don't have to be retired to be a member of that, and they are very active.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. I may have to look that up.
Yes, it is very, very. Well, I've been a member for, God, about 15 years.
Bonnie was the first one that ever started giving us money.
I was like, hey, this is cool.
I hadn't even thought of it. And then suddenly we had $10. And I said, where'd this come from? And then Bonnie pioneered the whole idea. But anyway, the Texas Alliance for Retired Americans works for anybody. A couple of guys called about their retirement.
Yeah.
The Texas Alliance for Retired Americans has a slogan, don't let us be the last people to retire.
Yeah.
So it's for young people as well as old people, and it's, of course, free to join. You can get there by contacting me, GeneLance.org. I happen to be the president of the state of Texas Alliance for Retired Americans.
That's right.
I'm not the local president. That's Kenneth Williams. But that's one way to work to organize working people against the people who are causing all these problems.
And if if you're so inclined, you can always become a precinct chair to help get out the vote in your precinct. That's easy. The Dallas County Democratic Party has all kinds of volunteer opportunities and all kinds of things that we're doing, are going to be doing. The closer we get to the election, the busier we're going to be. So if you're so inclined, you're welcome to call our office. Take a look at our website, DallasDemocrats.org, and you can fill out the volunteer application or the election worker application, because we are always looking for election workers and volunteers.
Shout out to George Rangel, who they say is going to retire. I'm not going to let him.
No, you're not. Thanks for calling us. I appreciate it.
Say goodbye, Bonnie. Not time.
Is it time?
Yeah, 1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute. Okay.
Do you think people
early voting? I'm not going to be here next week. Okay, I'm going to be in California for 420. That's all I got to say. But early voting starts on Monday, the 22nd. Go to DallasCountyVotes.org to get a sample ballot so you have a clue of what you're walking into.
Yeah, you don't want to walk in the booth and then find out.
And then figure it out. No, get a sample ballot and do it before.
I already voted.
All right, Gene.
And it's a very complicated ballot.
It is. Thanks. See you in 2 weeks. Gene will be here next week.
Say goodbye, Bonnie.
Goodbye, Bonnie.
All right. Goodbye, Bonnie, and goodbye, Gene. That's a wonderful show there again. And you are listening to the mighty KNON here. We're going to start the Magic Time Warp show in about 8 more seconds. And we've got a lovely day for listening to the radio, whether you're inside or outside here in beautiful Dallas, Texas, and points around the world. And now
you're listening to KNON 89.3 FM.